Leadership here, and many of us know them for many, many years, but it's good to have them come up because we may not know their testimony and how God changed their hearts and their lives, brought them together, brought them to Him. So I'll give them a few minutes to come up and share what God's placed on their hearts this morning.
I was raised in East Akron. My mom and dad were not converted when they got married. My mom came later on when I was young. But my dad experienced something. There was fellowship in the church. And as I grew older, I saw this too. And one year I went to camp. And Brother John Pop had the message. And he spoke right to me. I mean, I saw where I was going, and it wasn't good. And a brother saw this, and he came up to me later on, and, "Can I pray for you?" I said, "Yes," because I was ready to go out to the snack shop and get rid of this feeling I had, which is what Satan wants us to do. He prayed, and God's hand was with him and on me also. I was at 1957 at Boconos Mountains. The last year was there. I didn't realize there were so many churches around. I just knew East Akron. But there was West Akron, North Akron, South Akron, and then also Mansfield. And I never experienced this fellowship with believers before. So I talked to the ministers, and they said, "Okay, we have several others we're talking with. Can you wait?" I said, "Sure, no problem. The Lord knows what my heart is." So there were six of us in 1958 in October. Some of them you know. There's Norma Jean, Sir Mary Walters. There was Ruth Walkett, myself, and three others. That day was really interesting to me because it was different. I mean, I saw people that, yes, I met them before, but there was love there that I never experienced before. Fellowship that each of us want. But I saw this coming from the church, and it was different. When Dad asked me, he was not converted, he asked, wait for him. A year passed, and so in 1958, he said, "Go ahead, I'm not ready yet." It took him over 6 years to come, but he came. And I saw a 180-degree turn in him. He was different. After being baptized, I was... had fellowship, also had work in the church too. I was put to teaching Sunday school, teaching teenage class, the Sunday school superintendent. But what I wanted to do with the message was to have these children understand what Jesus did for them, and what he did for me is something that I can't tell you unless you experience it. Having Jesus Christ as your Savior is more than words I have to express, because what He did for me was a miracle. In 1964, the Lord showed me that I have a helpmate. I asked Him, and He showed me, and I was never going to marry a PAFCO. But the Lord knew better. And we've been together now since October 24, 1964. He also blessed us with 5 wonderful children. And I had to ask the Lord again, show me, Lord, how to be a father, how to be a dad to them. Because as children, children look to their parents for guidance to see what we are doing. In our lives, my life, has to be a light to them because I want them to find the same experience I had. And they can continue this to with their children when they get older. Being human, I messed up a couple times. Well, more than a couple times. But it also taught me, too. How to love them, how to show them, how to be there for them. Show them the pathway. Even as my Father in Heaven, God, showed me the way. I want to share this with them. Now I have 13 grandchildren. We have 13 grandchildren. And 4 of them have accepted the Lord. I pray for them and I pray for the ones that are still going. Because when I went to Sunday school, yes, I heard some stories, but as a youngster, those stories were stories. But today, those more than stories. It's what Christ did for me, how he taught me, how he lived that I may live. And he died to give me new life. This is something that we went to a funeral service yesterday, and I met this young man more than 30 years ago at work, and he came up to thank me for showing him Christ. He was a Catholic. And he said, he told me that. He said, I'm Roman Catholic. And that's, usually that cuts everyone off and to witness to him. Well, he bugged me 1 week, just doing everything he could to get me mad. And he told me, he said, I always had a smile on my face. I prayed to God that he would show me what to do and say. He is now a youth pastor. He came to find the Lord. Because the Lord told me to work with him. Each one of us in here, we heard in Bible class that we are to be the sayers, the prophets, the leaders of this generation coming up. People look at you, they look at me. How are you living your life? The people of the world are smart. They're not godly smart, but they are smart. And they can see that you and I have something that the world does not have. And they want this. And this is coming back to the fellowship that I experienced with the church. We have something here with the fellowship of Jesus Christ and our Father, which no other person can have unless they come and dedicate their lives over to him. Don't stop. Satan will try to say, you don't have time. Take time. Pray for the people around you. Pray for each other here in the church. Maybe we might have someone that needs help. And the Spirit will speak to you. Be ready to listen. Don't be afraid to speak. Because in that time, God will give you the words to speak. And you'll be speaking from his word. I'm thankful that he called me at a young age. I think it might be around 55 years now I've been in the Lord. Where did 55 years go? I don't know. But I do know this, that I look back and I wish I could have done more. Don't stop now. I'm going to keep on going, because in the Bible it doesn't say anything about retirement. We are to be busy about His Word, sharing it with others. Be ready in a moment's notice to speak. And speak from what God says out of His Word, not from what you know. Man's wisdom, man's creation will fail. God's will not. Keep him in your heart.
This is like coming back home for me. I grew up in the old Barberton Church on Brown Street and was baptized there with Martha Gruich and Marilyn Stanage. There were 10 of us that time, and just a couple of weeks actually before East Akron had their baptism. So if I remember right, there were some, like maybe South Akron, there were several of them, churches right week after week that had baptisms right in a row like that. And usually there were, you know, big groups of them. But anyhow, I grew up in Barberton, so it's good to come back home again. I have some notes here. I'll just check and see what I've got here. Since this is Father's Day, my parents taught us well. My dad was always this good gardener, you know, and he always had produce, just beautiful, and he took care of it and tended it, and that's what he did in our lives, in his kids. He planted that seed years and years ago, you know, as we were children, letting us know how God's love is working in our hearts, in our lives. And that just kind of grew in me. I grew up, I knew I had to go to heaven. I mean, I had to be baptized before I could go to heaven. I knew, you know, how to do that. It was just all things that we had learned through the years. My dad would also make sure that we went to the camps, youth groups, youth rally. We were always with Christian people. We were always fellowshipping with others, and we looked forward to that so much. And we went to Western Camp one year, and I realized then that I needed more than just to go to church. And that's where I learned to love Jesus Christ and came back home, and that's when I was working on my conversion. And after that, there weren't any big bangs or any big fireworks or anything in my life to change me. It was just that seed kept growing, just like a little seed just keeps sprouting and growing, and that's what was doing in my heart. So after Ralph had mentioned we had gotten married in 64, we had four girls and one boy, actually. So at church we had this really nice girls group, and they were good, like, family. It was just such a family that the girls always did things together, and of course they always included Roger. He was the only boy. But they did things together and traveled around with their girls group, singing different places and the fellowshipping like that that we had, again, in other churches or around in, oh, they went to Richmond, Virginia, and up to Canada. I mean, here, everywhere, they were a good group. Well, they eventually all got married and moved off, and with their own families, raising their families, and kind of left us as empty nesters. And that's how we ended up just coming here. We live closer than, you know, any other church. And that's what we like, what we're doing now, coming right here. So things that I learned through the years, God has blessed us with so much. And if you look around you, anything that you have, anything you touch, anything you see, anything you have, He gave that to you. He blessed us with our kids. He trusted us with five children. He blessed us with the house we're in. He has given us all these blessings, and we have to keep looking at them as blessings because they're from Him. They're His. He promises us every morning that our blessings are going to be new. We're going to have new ones every single day. We're going to have new blessings with the cloud formations in the sky or whatever it happens to be, flowers or anything. We look around and you see God everywhere, His love, His power, just what He shares with us. So, let's see. Our lives don't really belong to us. They belong to God. We had 1 year, well, Liz and Joe were married, and they were down in Maryland. And at Thanksgiving time, they had this big whiteboard out in the vestibule, and they had people write on there what they're thankful for. And that board just kept getting filled up, and people would squeeze things in eventually. I mean, it was anything, highways, sunshine, you name it. And these are the blessings that God had. That was a very interesting project that they had going, and that impressed me because when you look back, it's like everything is from God, and it's not ours. So that's my life, blessing after blessing. Thankful for everything He does and puts in our hearts and our lives every day. And we're glad for all of that. We thank Him. Okay.